husbandhood with strength, peace, protection, tenderness, and presence in this session, we are talking about confidence as a husband to a woman. This is a very important topic because many men imagine that once they get married, confidence issues disappear. But marriage does not automatically solve insecurity, passivity, lust, emotional confusion, or fear. In many cases, marriage reveals those issues more clearly. A husband must learn how to live near one woman in covenant with strength, peace, protection, tenderness, and presence. He is not merely trying to keep a marriage going. He is called to become a man whose life gives shape, steadiness, and love inside the covenant. Ephesians 5:25 says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the assembly and gave himself up for it." That is a high calling. A husband is not called to rule through ego, charm, harshness, or emotional distance. He is called to sacrificial love. But sacrificial love is not weak love. It is strong, ordered, and steady. A confident husband is not a man performing masculinity in front of his wife. He is not trying to dominate her, impress her, silence her, or make her carry his identity. He is also not disappearing into passivity, emotional vagueness, or avoidance. He becomes a man who can remain present. That word matters, present. Many wives do not mainly suffer because their husbands are always openly cruel. Many suffer because their husbands are absent while still standing in the room. He is distracted. He is shut down. He is sexually compromised. He is emotionally flat. He avoids hard conversations. He lets tension build. He gives work, screens, hobbies, stress, or hidden fantasy more of himself than he gives his wife. A confident, organic husband learns another way. He learns to bring his body, attention, words, affection, strength, and care into the marriage as a form of covenant faithfulness. He understands that husbandhood is not only legal status, it is lived ministry. Genesis 2:24 says, "For this cause a man will leave his father and his mother and will join with his wife, and they will be one flesh." Marriage has shape. Covenant has shape. Sexual union has shape. Emotional loyalty has shape. Daily presence has shape. So what does confidence as a husband look like? It looks like strength without harshness. It looks like tenderness without collapse. It looks like protection without control. It looks like affection without lust disorder. It looks like leadership without swagger. It looks like listening without passivity. It looks like sexual desire governed by love and covenant. It looks like peace that does not run away when things get hard. A confident husband can tell the truth kindly. He can apologize without losing his dignity. He can initiate affection. He can address conflict instead of hiding. He can care for his wife's emotional world without becoming defensive. He can remain sexually faithful not only outwardly but inwardly. He can honor his wife as a whole person, not merely as a function in his life. This also means he does not expect his wife to save him from himself. She is not there to regulate all his moods, heal all his childhood wounds, absorb all his passivity, or carry all the spiritual weight of the home because he refuses to grow. Marriage is covenant, not male dependence disguised as headship. A husband's confidence grows when he lives from Christ rather than from ego. He knows who he is before God. That helps him love steadily. It helps him lead with humility. It helps him resist both passivity and domination. What not to do? Do not think marriage gives you permission to stop pursuing truth and growth. Do not make your wife carry your emotional immaturity. Do not confuse headship with control. Do not withdraw when your wife needs presence. Do not let porn, fantasy, resentment, or private drift hollow out your covenant. Do not become cold because tenderness feels risky. Do not assume being married means you are automatically being a husband well. A husband's strength is seen in steady love, not swagger. A confident, organic man becomes a husband who can stay. He can stay present, he can stay honest, he can stay tender, he can stay sexually faithful, he can stay engaged. And in that way, his marriage becomes a living witness of covenantal love.